Yeah, I think I'd first start with a question, and I'd ask this. Where is the battle raging right now? And I always have Luther's words echoing in the back of my mind, right? Remember that famous phrase he says, a famous paragraph, really. If I profess with loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God, except that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, I am not confessing Christ, however boldly I may be professing Christ. Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all the battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. That always echoes in the back of my head because I believe this is where the battle is raging and ignoring it is not an option. But second, I'd point out that in a world where everything has become political, we are actually trying to call people back to God's words. There's a place for politics. And I believe God's word, it really does address that, right? And I'd love to have that conversation with my fellow pastors because I believe God's word speaks to my house and the White House, to Main Street and to Wall Street. But we're not framing our teaching in political language. That's the key here. We're using creational language. We're using God's words. And honestly, I really don't see how any pastor couldn't get on board with this.